Alterilia principal, Kurt Hanna, my guest. Kurt, we've got some business at hand, and you were telling me a little building project. Why don't you share some more information?
Yeah, we got a new building project that's going to be taking place here pretty soon. We are putting it out for bid on February 21st. If many of you remember the F1 tornado that caused some roof damage, structural damage to both the high school and the elementary building, fall of 2013, I think, that allowed FEMA to come in and we could apply for a tornado safe room. And through that application of the tornado safe room, we're able to not only put up a great structure in the event of another tornado, but we're going to turn those into our preschool classrooms. So we'll be able to bring everybody down under one roof. Hopefully timelining, you know, construction, but when timeline and weather is correct, you know, we could be bringing our preschool classrooms, two four-year-old classrooms and a three-year-old classroom down by probably November of next year.
Well, so. I remember that. What was a difficult and a scary Friday night of football turns into really a win-win situation now for the future of your school.
You know, and the best thing, nobody got hurt, and that was the best thing about it. But it also provided an opportunity for us to expand you know, create something that not only the kids can go into in the event, but it's also really just for the community itself, too.
All right.
Anybody can come in there at that time.
Well, that's good to know, and it's a great way to get the word out here with the spotlight, too. And we got to talk about your spring conferences.
Yeah, it's crazy. Spring conferences. Currently scheduled for Tuesday, March 7th and Thursday, March 9th from 4 to 8. You know, just like in the past, signups are located on the school website. You can go under each building's tab. But if you're not able to get to the internet, you can also call the office or email the building secretary. Just another way to communicate with parents. And just kind of crazy. We're already to spring.
Well, the weather certainly feels like it here this week. That's true.
Yeah.
PTO vendor fair you wanted to promote.
Yeah, I want to shout out to PTO. They do some wonderful things, a lot of donations to the school on their behalf. So I wanted a plug for them. They're doing a fundraiser. And what they're doing is something a little different. They're bringing local vendors in, some independent sales consultants, and they'll have an entry fee which goes back to the PTO, and then they'll do some selling of products. If I butcher these names, I'm sorry. I'm not up to speed with all this stuff. I think it's LuLaRue, some Lip Sense, Advocare, Tastefully Simple. I think there's going to be like 20 or 30 different vendors that they've got lined up. So just a great way for not only the PTO to raise some money, but to bring some local business, you know, independent sales consultants in, and just kind of a mingle session.
Yeah.
That'll be on March 18th in the elementary cafeteria.
Okay, here we are, you and I, a Wednesday morning on the eve of the state wrestling tournament.
Yeah.
You got a couple warriors down there.
Yeah, I want to wish a good luck to Skylar Sokol and to Nick Gaze, two great wrestlers who've had great seasons. Best of luck to them tomorrow as they start their venture down to state. Also want to give a shout-out to the girls' basketball team. I know they lost to Hinton, but had a pretty successful season. You know, Coach Rapp does a great job, so good job to them. And then last but not least, I want to say good luck to Coach Franzmeier and the boys' basketball team. Amazing season. They play Tri-Center Neola tomorrow night, second game, so it'll be about an 8 o'clock start. So if you're around the area, come down and watch some awesome basketball.
Yeah, and if you can't make it, we're going to have it right here along the Storm Lake radio station, so good luck, Warriors.
Absolutely.
Hey, Kurt, always good to visit. You have a good day.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Kurt Hanna, Principal, Alterilia, our guest with the School Spotlight every other week here on Mix 101.7.